Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a thief. Of every good.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to Christian Speak Talk Radio. Yes, we just want to get our praise on today. We want to glorify his name. And we just want to let you know that God loves you today. Amen. And that he's with you always. Amen. Reverend Robin may be joining us. I'm not sure. It's been an interesting day for me. Attended several services online. Amen. I'm sorry. This is Reverend Ray. It's the Bread of Life. Amen. We do this every third Sunday, first and third Sunday of the month. Amen. But it's been an interesting day. Reverend Robin sent me something, man, and it just completely blew me away. And everything, and I got to see if I can pull up the song. I'm not going to be able to play it for you today, but hopefully I can download it later and tell you what it was. But I think I had it online. I might have turned from it. Let's see. Okay, there we go. But anyway, the gentleman's name is Benjamin Dubai. Okay, and he's from South Africa. And I got music playing in the background. Amen. But he's from South Africa. And he posted this song featuring a young lady. And the song deals with worship and everything. And it's in his language. So I didn't understand anything that was said until I actually went and looked up the words. Didn't even know the title of the song. But I did post it on my Facebook page. And for me, what the song did, it began because they were seriously worshiping and praising God. The song is a Christian song, okay? So they were seriously worshiping and praising God, okay? And it was not always trying to understand the words of it, what they were saying, but watching with your eyes and seeing the outpouring of the Holy Spirit as these people were seriously, these Africans, man, were seriously worshiping God like out of this world. And I was telling my cousin, Reverend Robert was telling her earlier, that I experienced that type of atmosphere where everybody was worshiping God at the same time. Or maybe on one or two other occasions, where I went to this event, and there was blacks and there was whites and there was people from Mexico and Puerto Rico, wherever they were there, okay, Africa, they were all there, and like the whole church was in praise and worship. Everybody, people was bowing down and worshiping him and praising him and praising Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior and everything like that. And there was no ism or schism. Nobody was watching to see what each other had on. There was no placating church. It was in deep, 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 deep worship and praise of Almighty God. So for me, that experience reminded me of this video. And when Reverend Robin come on, if she comes on, I get her to share the name and everything like that with you and stuff like that. But it reminded me of that. So it put me in a place of worship, of praise and worship, and a desire to begin to intercede for others and everything like that. So our topic tonight is the Holy Spirit fall fresh on me. And the reason that I chose this topic is because there is so much that's going on in the world today, and I've talked about this time and time again, that how we can get easily distracted, okay? How we can get easily distracted from things, and that's not what God wants us, but He wants us to have a worship experience with Him that is in spirit and truth. Okay, it's in spirit with the big S, in other words, that's the Holy Ghost operating in it, and in truth. In other words, there's nothing fake about it. It's a for real experience with Him. You know, it's a worship and a praise, meaning that He has done something great and outstanding in our life, and we have no choice but to give Him praise. It's that kind of experience. So I was really in that place, I mean, basically all day, I think, with the preaching and the teaching that was going on, and then to get to this point, when I'm trying to mellow out for the evening, I wasn't even sure when I was going to do a live broadcast, but to get to this point right here, man, and then listen to that song, and I just didn't listen to one of the songs, because he had someone else come on with him, a couple other songs that he had back, you know how YouTube, they go, you know, whole list. So I forget that whole list of songs. And I've never heard of this guy before. And some of y'all probably like, what? But I never heard of him before. But his ministry and songs and the musicians, the zeal and the love and the passion that they played with, you could see the anointing that was on their life. Okay? The anointing, they wasn't just playing the music, but they were living what they were playing. See what I'm saying? They were living what they're playing. And you can see the impact that made, because it was spirit on spirit. Spirit agrees with spirit, okay? So I was totally blessed by it, man. And it was like one song after another, then another song. And all you want to do is just bow down and worship Him. You know, just bow down and worship Him and everything. You know, and I feel the need to remind us that we that know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, need to be reminded that the Holy Spirit dwells fresh in us. You know, it dwells fresh in us. And my title, but I put fresh on me, but fresh in me. Is what we have. Keep it fresh in me. Don't let it get stale, or don't let it get to a point that I forget about it, or I want to grab it when I need it and everything. But I'm getting ahead of myself, and we probably need to get into some prayer, you know, before we get started. But I just want to welcome you to this. I pray that this will bless you. I didn't get a chance to talk about it on Facebook Live, and I probably have to do that another day or something like that. But just pray with me. Father God, we want to come first to thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love that you have for us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins. Thank you for being resurrected, that we might have life. Thank you for coming back. Thank you, God, for giving up your Son, your only begotten Son, for us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving up your Son, God, for us, your Son, Jesus, just for us. So we pray for those that are listening to this broadcast. We pray that it may bless them, that it may put them in a place of worship and praise, that it may begin to prick at their hearts and put them in the right direction and show them favor of you, Lord Jesus. We pray today, God, that you might begin to open up doors that are closed, God, and close doors that should be closed, God. You know, and closed doors that are open that should be closed. We pray in the day, God, that there might be a manifestation of your healing and power and grace that will go out through all the earth, not just on this broadcast, but through all the earth, through all the different churches and the denominations that truly believe in you. And you begin to shake us up, Lord Jesus, even to our foundation, that we might return back unto you. We pray today, God, that you would have your way and your your will in our life. We realize that we can't do this by ourselves. For every time that we try, we fail. We pray today, God, through offer every family, every mother, every father, every sister, every brother, God, every uncle, whoever we related, grandparents, God, we pray not only for family, but extended family today, God. We pray for a great awakening to take place in your name, God. Today, God, we pray not only for those things, but we also lift up our country, the United States, God. We lift up every country, God. God, wherever they might be, and we pray for a great revival to take place. We pray for leadership. We always, whenever, forever, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, God. We pray, God, that you would have come and have your way, God. Come and have your way. You come and set the atmosphere for those things that's needed in our life. You shake us up, God. You wake us up out of our slumber that we've been sleeping way too long. Allow us to seek out for the things of you. We need you today. We can't do it without you. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I'm not sure exactly which direction we're going with this, but there's a great need for the Holy Spirit to speak. I don't know about you. I said speak to me. Amen. If you have been following all the things that is going on in the world and the things just been going on in our backyard in the United States, amen, it can be grievous. You know, you see brothers turning on brothers and families turning on families. You see total chaos going on all around us. You see storms and more storms and tornadoes and hurricanes and record-breaking stuff that we never ever witnessed before that are taking place. Even the earth is groaning and stuff like that. If you think about the global warming, so all these things are taking place, and this dig and time towards the end of days, and it can be distracting, and it can be overwhelming. It can even leave some of us depressed or not knowing what to do, everything. But I'm asking today for a return back to the basics. I've been talking about going back to the basics for a while now, but going back to the basics of who Jesus Christ is and realizing that the Holy Spirit, because of Jesus Christ, has come and given us power and everything. And that power is that power to put all things underneath our feet because of him, not because of anything that we said or we do, but because of Jesus Christ. So today we want to focus on that. I do have a couple of scars. I wish Reverend Robin was here, because, man, we got to do some deep conversation over the phone about the Holy Spirit and the return back into relationship and intimacy with him. And one thing I realized more so than ever before, you know, that for a while, I think many Americans thought that we had a hook in the way that we praise God. We do not. Some of these other nations that has less than we do, that never would even come nowhere near the possessions or the riches or anything, man, when they praise and they worship God because they had less, they worship God with everything that they have. They worship and they praise God with all they have. They give their everything to worship and praise God. You know, but with some of us, not all we do it from a surface point of view, that we can be able to worship and praise God in one sense, but go out and do whatever we want to do in the next sense, you know. But I don't know about you, but God, get me to a point that where my worship and my praise is in spirit and in truth. You know, in other words, I walk by work, worship, and praise. When I go to job, I'm in worship and I'm in praise in spirit and in truth. When I go to the store, God, I'm in worship, but I'm in spirit because I'm in spirit and in truth. You know, that means that there is no downtime for me. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm in worship and I'm in spirit and in truth because of the Holy Spirit that dwells in me. And because of the promises of Jesus Christ, I'm not turning from the left or to the right, but I'm focused on the things of God. We need to, I don't know, but let me speak for myself, but I want to get to a point in my life that I've just bowed down and I worship him. and give him all the glory. I want to get to the point that I'm doing it not just on Sundays or Bible studies or whatever, but I'm doing it 24-7, 7 days, 24-7, that's 7 days a week, all the time. Every breath that I have, it's a worship experience with God. And I believe that's what he wants for us. And some of you might think that's not possible because there needs to be a balance. And yes, there needs to be a balance, you know, because we still need to live. But we can live and still worship Christ. You know, we can live and still be in Christ. Jesus set the example that it can be done. Jesus went to weddings, you know, he went to funerals, and he went to different occasions. I'm sure he hung out with the boys. He did all those different things, you know. But he represented in spirit and in truth. But he never, ever put God on a shelf or forgot who God was. And my thing and my task for us today is that Holy Spirit fall fresh on me daily. You know, keep me renewing daily. Keep the anointing oil bubbling me daily, daily. Keep my life and my focus on you daily so that I might, check this out. Let me take the word that you, oh Lord, you Jesus, let me take the word of God and hide it within me that I might not sin at all daily. This is a daily walk. This is not a one day off and one day. But God, help me to be consistent with my praise and my worship and my walk with you. Help me to be consistent in everything that I seek of you, so that when trying times come, that when trouble come, or when COVID-19 and all the other little viruses and stuff that's out here come, that I will be able to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That I will be able to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And I will be tossed to and fro by every doctrine and every wind that come my way. But I'll be standing still on the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Right? Which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You know, and that's what we need to be at. You know, we should be in a place as believers. This is for not just the United States, but for all the world. That we should be in a place that, you know, when we worship, we're forgetting about what we have, what we don't have, you know, all the worries. We're giving it over to him. Reverend Robin and I was talking and said all these things can't be done of our own because we don't really have any power. But because of the Holy Spirit, it can be done. Do you know that you can't love another person the right way, that person should be loved without the Holy Spirit? I don't care how many flowers that you buy. I don't care how many times stuff that you do for them. I don't care how many possessions. You can't love that person the right way without the Holy Spirit. Your love is superficial. Your love only lasts as long as they are in the good with you. But as soon as they mess up, your love might go a different way. But Jesus loved us. He loved us unconditionally. It didn't matter. And I know that we're talking about the agape love and all that kind of stuff. But my thing for you, that even when I talk about loving my brother or sister, I can't love you the same way that God loves you. But in order to love you the way that God loves you unconditionally, I need that Holy Spirit in my life. So we can't even measure. We also were talking about words, you know, that we have a tendency, especially here in this country, is to use a lot of words and everything when it comes to the Holy Spirit. But the truth be told, the highest praise is hallelujah. But let's be for real, hallelujah is a word that only we can come up with. But there is nowhere really in our English dialogue or whatever language to really describe the essence of who God is. We can't even imagine the things that God is doing. We can't even comprehend. We can't even come nowhere close to how mighty and awesome God. The best we can do is say hallelujah. And we use that to the fullest. Amen. But we can't, man. We can't. We just don't. We can't comprehend the breadth and the length and the depth of who Jesus Christ is. We can't comprehend to the max of what it took for him to die on the cross for the remission of our sins. We can't comprehend that, you know. But with the Holy Spirit comes understanding, comes knowledge, and comes wisdom and everything like that. Comes the breaking down of things that we need to know, that we don't know before, that now we know. You know, and it's not that we know because we have studied abroad, but because the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, revealed those things unto us. So we walk and we are in a different place now. We look at things differently than what the world look at it. You know, we see that the mysteries and the allegories of the Word of God, and we still only know part of it, because the Bible said that we prophesy in part and we know in part. So we still only know only a small portion of it. But yes, still we walk. But we know that no matter what we don't know, that we may not know, or what we may not can see, we're covered by the Holy Spirit. We're covered because of the grace of our Almighty God. We're covered because of the love of Jesus. So even what we don't see, we're covered. It's covered. Even though we're walking into the garden and walking in the desert place, we're covered. We're covered. We're covered because of Jesus Christ. You know, it's not because of how much education. It's not because of how well that you can speak. You know, it's not because you can sing like the angels. It's not because you give all your riches to the poor. It's not because of any of that, but because of the Holy Spirit. All the other stuff without the Holy Spirit, without love, don't mean anything. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean anything. But when we begin to let go and let God, I believe there's something rich and exciting taking place in our life. We don't begin to worry about stuff that we can't control anyway. We just say, okay, God, this is you. You got it. I can't do it. And we leave it. We give it to him and we leave it there. We give it to him and we leave it there. I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, this verses 12 through 16. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. You understand that we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We're given the Holy Spirit so that we would know the things that are freely given to us of God. That's why he reveals certain things to us. You know, amen? But it's not revealed for us to keep it and hoard it to ourselves. It's revealed for the edifying of the body of Christ. It's revealed for the edifying of the body of Christ. So, in other words, God gives you revelation. There will come a time and season that you need to reveal. It is done, again, through what? The Holy Spirit. It's done through the Holy Ghost. You know, that's why we need that freshness, because we are in a constant warfare when it comes to the things of the flesh and when it comes to the things of God. So if we're in a constant warfare of it, and the flesh is always going to want to seal up or armor up the things of itself that it loves, then we need to be doing the same thing with the Holy Spirit. We need to be doing the same thing with the Holy Spirit. Let me read on. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 says, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. We just talked about that. Not in our own wisdom, but the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, the wisdom man, not in the wisdom which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Listen, compare spiritual things with spiritual. And I've oftentimes talked and did Bible study, and I always tell people right from the beginning, listen, I want to come and talk with your spirit. I don't want to deal with your flesh. I know you're in the flesh, and I'm in my flesh, but can we talk spiritual to spiritual? Hear this right here. Holy Spirit, deal spiritual to spiritual. Okay? It says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? Because the natural, it just said it. The natural man don't receive the things of the Spirit of God. It can't comprehend. You know, it's totally, the natural man of the flesh is in total conflict of who God is. That's why Christ had to come and die for our sins. You know? He had to come and die for our sins. Okay? But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You know, that's why when we come to God, we got to come to him in spirit and in truth. You know, if we come to him in natural, we ain't going to get it. Don't mean God ain't not gonna bless you, but we're not going to go beyond that flesh. Because the flesh has limitations on what it can do and what it can't do. Okay? The spirit goes beyond those barriers that the flesh can't even comprehend. You know, The flesh can only do the things of the flesh. Okay. It says, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? He's asked the question. But we have the mind of Christ. He said, but we have the mind of Christ. How is it possible that we can have the mind of Christ? Christ lived 200 years ago. 2,000 years ago. My mouth was off on that one. Christ lived more than 2,000 years ago. Well, it's because of the Holy Spirit. It's because of the falling and the promise of the Holy Ghost. And there's a scripture here that called the Holy Ghost. Let me see if I can find it. And in Ephesians chapter verse 13, it says, in whom he also trusted after he had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You were sealed, y'all. You know, we are sealed. You know, we are stamped. We are approved in everything. We got all of those things going. We sealed. With the Holy Spirit of promise. With the Holy Spirit of promise. We got it. But at times, we don't act like it. I'm not even sure, Reverend Robin, whether this is a good title or not. Holy Spirit fall fresh on me. Because it's already in me. You know? But what it does is to remind us that we have the Holy Spirit that's indwelling. You know, and because the Holy Spirit is indwelling, we don't have to settle for just any old thing. All we got to do is to rely on it and let it do what it do best. allow the Holy Spirit to do what it does best. We take a seat and say, okay, God, you operate. You work it out. You choose. You direct my path. You order my stuff. You give me the words to say. You know, you intervene in my prayer life. You tell me what to pray for. You know, you tell me what I should be fasting for. You tell me, show me how to love unconditionally. Show me what to say when my enemy comes up against me like a flood. Tell me what to do that you're going to lift up a standard or a banner. So allow me to say, okay, I'm going to wait for the banner. I'm going to wait for the standard and not move. Get me to a place where I'm standing still and seeing the salvation of the Lord. Get me to that place, God, that I'm standing still. I'm not looking to the left, or no, am I looking to the right. I'm not focused on what people are gossiping and saying and all that kind of stuff, but I'm staying focused on you. I have what they call narrow vision. I have what they call narrow vision. I have what they call, Reverend Robin, hi, are you with me?
Yes, I'm just enjoying the word, brother. It's awesome.
Amen. I have what I call never vision, you know. So I'm not looking at anything else. My focus is on God. Like, I want to read another chapter, First Thessalonians, verses chapter 1, 4 and 5. It says, knowing, brethren, love, your election of God, for our gospel came unto you in word only, but also not in word only, but also in power and the Holy Ghost. When we go out and we begin to witness, it's not just the word that's coming out of our mouth. There was someone said, can you hear what I'm saying out of my mouth or something like that? But it's more than that. It's because it's coming through the and also in power and the Holy Ghost. And it says, and in much assurance as we know what manner of men we were among for your sake. In other words, look, some of us was among all kinds of people, wine bibbers and the thing that talks about all kinds of things. But even with all of that, when God changed us, when we were accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord, and we received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we were not the same. Even our name changed. You know, we become a joint heir. You know, we become his. We become his peculiar treasure. We became his apple of the eye. We become Jews in more ways than we know. Maybe not birth Jews, but grafted into the tree, you know, of life as far as a Jew is concerned. So we need to recognize who we are. You know, and we need to recognize what it is that we have. We have greater power. Jesus said, greater works would you do. you know, greater works. Greater means more. Yeah, Jesus, if you look at the works that Jesus did with the healing, you know, we can do even more. He said greater. He didn't say some would do greater work. He just said greater works will you do. You know, greater. That, you know, we're not even living at the what's the word I'm looking for? We're not living at our full potential that we have in Jesus. We're not. Because Reverend Robin and I talked about earlier, it's a lot of times we sit there and we beat ourselves up when we fall down or when we make a mistake or we can't get it right or because we try to live a self-righteous life and we can't do it. This is not about being self-righteous. We can't do it, y'all. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't do it. That's what Scripture says. I can do all things with Jesus Christ, all things with Jesus Christ. But on my own, I can't do it. You know, I can't not do it without Jesus Christ. I can't, how can I judge you without Christ? I can't, not knowing that, not recognizing or realizing there's a couple of beams really in my own eye, but yet still I have a tendency to look at the mote that's in yours. I'm willing to judge you and throw you under the bus because you messed up and everything, but I don't want to say nothing to what I did yesterday or what you did yesterday. We don't want to talk about that. That's a secret. You know, that's in a secret, and we keep that hidden away from the eyes of men because then we would sit there, but wait a minute, something is wrong. Where's the Holy Spirit? Where's the Holy Spirit that is full of love and compassion? The same love and compassion that Jesus showed us when he forgave us for our sin. We're supposed to love our brothers and sisters no matter what. We're supposed to love. He said, this is how men would know that you are my disciples, because you love one another. You know, I remember the post that I had on social media on Facebook, and this guy was really on my case. And I gave him the scripture about love does not charity does not act unseemly and all that, and charity is not puffed up, and all that. And I was hoping that got through to him. I'm not sure that it did and everything. But sometimes, I post different things on social media and everything. And I usually have to post, especially if it's something that pricks at my heart. But that's a story for another day. And amen. Or just lost my place. Let me see here. Amen. But look, y'all, we're in serious time now that we live in. Let me go another place. I want to read this. Okay. This is Psalms 51, and of course, the Psalms are some of my favorite parts of the Bible. Some of my favorite parts of the Bible, all of them, you know, and everything. But in Psalms 51, verse 6 starts, I said, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom." He said, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." I don't know about you, but God, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Keep it fresh, whatever needs to be done. Keep me on my knees. You know, if you got to send things, allow things to come my way that will shake me up, that will purge me, that will chastise me, then do it. But if just don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. I need to be able to be in your presence, God. I need able, Lord Jesus, to eat at your table. I need to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. You know, I need you. You know, after we have tasted and see that the Lord is good and everything, how can we possibly even have a desire to want to go back to the things of old? Yes, we know people are going to mess up. They're going to backslide. But even then, because I backslided, even then, I still have that desire to come into the presence of the Lord. I still wanted to do that. I still want to be in his presence. I still wanted to worship him. I fought it, ran from it for a while, but there's something about being in the presence of the Lord and being before his tabernacle. Now, even if it's just an usher at the door, that can just, that's just sweet. You know, that's like, it's like a sweet aroma of praise and worshiping to him, man. And he's the only one that knows how to do you right. He's the only one that knows how to do you right. So, Holy Spirit, don't, Lord, don't, God, don't take that, Holy Spirit. And now that we, keep in mind, when David wrote this, the Holy Ghost had not even failed. Jesus was not even a thing. Okay? But even then, David understood well enough who God was, who the Holy Spirit was. He knew this. Now, we have under a different time and everything, and we have the Holy Spirit. If we desire it, it's right there. It's a gift. We have it, y'all. And the question becomes, are we using it, allowing it to be used, or the Holy Spirit using us? Probably a better way to put that. You know, of the Holy Spirit using us, because we can't use the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit can use us. You know, if we allow the Holy Spirit to do what it's supposed to do in our life, you know, with no barriers, you know, no misunderstanding, no religiosity, I don't know if that's a word or not, but none of that hindering, none of that law, just do what you will with me. Direct my path, order my stuff, whatever you got for me to do, God, let you just do it. I'm just a vessel. I'm just going to go wherever you want me to go. I'm going to do whatever you say, do or say. I just want to do it. Yeah, I know I may mess up and may go left, but even then, don't forget me. Come and get me, Holy Spirit. Come and get me, Jesus. Come and rescue me out of something I put myself in. It put me back on your true path. Why? Because you've already paid the price for my sins anyway. So nothing I can do and stuff like that, but trust and believe in you. Help me. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. Holy Spirit, fall fresh in me. Keep it bubbling over and up, over and over again, like a well, overflow, anointing, you know, and everything, not just being the gift side, but in our whole lifestyle. Not just being gifted, you know, there have been the people that Ram and I talked about this, about people that are gifted in everything, or, you know, but they don't have the anointing. When Ram, I was telling about the video that you had shared with me, and we both was in agreement, the people are gifted to sing. But in this video, I'd never seen these people had that, from the drummer to the saxophone player. There was an anointing that went flow, and it began to touch even my spirit. It perked me up to the desire to wonder, maybe I can't be in their presence, and maybe the video is 2 or 3 years old and stuff like that, but to be in that atmosphere of worship and pure praise to an almighty God, to a loving Savior, that's what it did for me. And it reminded me of the price that was paid so that we can have that type of intimate relation with Jesus Christ. That's what it did. You know, and I got a confession to make too. Remember Robin first sent me that video and everything, and they were speaking in their native language, I think it's from South Africa. I was like, what in the world this woman sent me, man? You know, I did. I looked at it. I was like, oh. But then I began to say, okay, you don't understand what I said, but just watch them. And as soon as I did that, she sent me a text. Just watch. I could hear a voice in my head. Just watch and everything. And I did. I continued to watch. And that's when my spirit began to, and everything. Because I knew within my spirit. Remember I talked about earlier how spirit talked to spirit. I knew they was worshiping Christ, man. They were worshiping God. They're the Holy Spirit. I mean, like I said earlier, to see that video, you saw people just worshiping and praising. All, I mean, the church, I don't know what the church or the orator, all over the place. And everybody, as I say, everybody was doing that, you know. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. Holy Spirit, fall fresh in me. Come into my life. Do whatever you need to do. Show me the mysteries of the allegories of what needs to be done. But remind me of the price that was paid so I might not be judgmental to others, but also I might not be even judgmental to myself. Because sometimes we can become our own worst nightmare. We can. We can stop ourselves dead in the track, and God is already like, I already fixed it. I already took care of it. I already forgiven you. I already knew what you was going to do. So if I already did all those things, come on, stop. Get up. Brush yourself up. Get up. There's work to be done. You know, there's a sister, a daughter, a mother, a father that needs your ministry, that needs the words that I have put in your heart, that needs the testimony, that needs your breakthrough in every trial, and every tear that you shed, that need to hear, that they can make it too, that I'm still God and I'm still on the throne, and there is nothing too hard for me to do. There's someone needs to hear that from you. That book that needs to be written, I'm talking to someone right now, and there's a book in her and everything. That book needs to be written and everything. Time is far spent already, you know. Jesus is soon to come, but people's lives and souls are at stake. Not just only their life, but their soul is at stake. It's high time we begin to do that which the Father has commanded or has given us permission and commission to do. We have been commissioned to do certain things and everything. We have been commissioned. You know, we can do those things if we allow the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit. Reverend Robin, you got anything to add?
I'm just being blessed, brother.
What was the name of the song? Do you remember? Okay. Maybe not. Okay. I think she's looking enough for me. But
the name of the song is Nangi Kanzanzi. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. It's a, like you said, it's a South African native language.
Right, right. Yeah, but it was an awesome song, man. It really was. Thank you, Reverend Robin, for sending me that, you know, even though I wasn't ready for it, but I became ready for it once I listened to it and stuff. So, but look, we just wanted to encourage somebody, man, you know, get back to the basics, you know, why we do what we do, you know. It's not about money. It ain't about ego. It ain't about being well known. It's not about any of those things, but it's about serving Jesus Christ. You know, it's about being obedient to the calling. It's about loving the way He loves, you know, unconditionally. It's about those things, you know. It's about the Great Commission, going to all the world to preach the gospel of Jesus, about all those things, you know, knocking on doors. And when I say knocking on doors, I mean, actually, in some cases, you have probably knocking on the door, but just talking with people, letting them know who Jesus Christ is to you. Allow your life to be a testimony, okay? And not being, and not allow ourselves to be judged or to be, be stabbed by what other people think of us. You know, other people see you and you're operating, and as soon as you make a mistake, they're ready to crucify you. They are. And as soon as you fall down, they're ready to crucify you. No. 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 But it's about us that even with those situations, you know, we bow down before you, Lord Jesus. We give it all over to you. You know, even with our loved ones and our family and stuff like that, in situations, we give it to Christ, man. We have to. We can't take that burden, those type of burdens on ourselves. You know, those kind of things. It's not good for us to take on. But when we give it to Jesus and say, okay, God, I'm giving it to you because I trust you, you know. I may not be able to trust anybody else, but I know that I can trust you, you know. And pray for His divine purpose, His will. Because He has a purpose and a will for everything underneath the sun. For every breath that breathes, there is a purpose and a plan that God has for us. There's a purpose and a plan that He has for us until we take our last breath. you know. But as long as we still have life, and as long as we're still above ground, and even if we get to a point that we might not be able to speak properly or speak like we used to speak, we can still wave our hand. That's a testimony. Hey, I'm still here. God is good to me. I'm still there. I might not be able to shout for joy or leap for joy like I used to, but I can still wave my hand. I can still look up to the hills. But whence coming my help? But truly, my help coming from the Lord. I can still do that. You know, I can still do those things. I can remain focused, you know, because sometimes the best words to say is no words at all, when no words are spoken, you know. But when love shows through, when the love of God shows through, you know, no matter how thick the thickness of the cloud or whatever that's blocking may be, it's going to shine forth, you know. And that's what we want. We want the Holy Spirit to shine forth. We want to be that beacon, that lamp that's sitting on the hill that can't be here. They're not hidden by grass and trees, but everybody can see. We want to be that salt, light, and power so that people would know that Jesus Christ is a risen Savior. He ain't coming to die. He's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. We want to do that, and those things are done not because of our intellect or we have great wording, but truly only by the Holy Spirit, only by the Holy Ghost, if you pray that, only by the Holy Ghost. That we just like, okay, God, you do it. I'm just here. I'm here. I'm willing, you know. And many times, a lot of us has been through some great trials, and I always tell people, for those that have been through things, you can relate to somebody that is going through something that you've already faced, and God brought you. But I know that when I talk or hear or talk or someone that had a stroke, that's a different thing than when I talk with them. You know, it's not the same because I know what God did for me. You know what I mean? It's a different, well, somebody that had cancer, there's a different conversation that can take place versus somebody that never, you know, experienced that. You know, somebody that come from an abusive relationship with someone that has been through that, there's a difference. There's a connection there. You know, especially us as believers, there's a compassion there of knowing what they're going through and knowing what God can do. There's a great desire to not maybe do it the way God did it for you, but to show them to the cross, you know, or to show them a more excellent way, which is in Jesus Christ. And that's all in the Holy Spirit. That's that connection that we have with one another and everything like that. That's that connection that we have with each other. You know what, y'all, I forgot to do what we'll do at the end of the show, talk about the different broadcasts, okay? We'll do that later. But, I mean, that's the connection that we have. You know, I mean, I believe, Reverend Robin, I believe that there's nothing new, but there has been a great awakening that has taken place through all the earth. You know, and like there is not a new awakening. It's been happening, but some of us and many of us probably wasn't aware of how big it really is. When I watched that video, it's like, look, okay, it made me realize, I mean, I knew this all the time, but it brought things back to the face of it, that wait a minute, God is bigger than the United States. You know, we're not the only country. They have Christians. There are countries out there that they are dying for the namesake of Christ. I know this for a fact. Why? Because I know some brothers that's from Egypt. They are Christians and everything, and they were being killed. Their family were being killed because they believe in Jesus Christ, and they would not denounce Jesus Christ. I know about China because the broadcast had reached even China, and we were getting feedback and reading the news of people being killed and put in jail because they believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. They believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord. They were truly being persecuted, you know. There are people that even different countries like the African and the Filipinos that they have 100 times less than we have here in America, but yet in Japan and Korea, but they have a true worship and a true experience with Jesus Christ, with God Almighty. You know, they worship Him in spirit and in truth, not looking at things that they can grab, or cars, or houses. Oh, God bless me with a new car. God bless me with a dedicated life with you. Bless me with a desire to seek out the things of you. Bless me with in a relationship, with an intimacy, so that I'm even closer to you, that I might obey your voice, so that when you speak, I say, I'll go. Tell me what I need to go. Tell me what I need to say. And I'm doing it obedient, not because I want to. I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking any of those things, okay? But our focus should be on him. I'm not knocking any of those things. Nah, all of us desire to have those things. But God, let my focus be on you and the things of you. Let me see the same thing that you see. Let me feel the same things that you feel. You know, let me pray on and intercede on the things that you desire for me to intercede on. Let me help real work like you would help, you know. Let me show the compassion like you would do with Jesus. You know, you said, let us have the mindset of you. Allow the mindset of you, Jesus, to operate in me like never ever before, that it goes beyond the boundaries of our flesh. It goes beyond the boundaries of our thought process or anything dealing with this flesh, but it goes beyond that. It goes beyond those boundaries, those hindrances, those stumbling blocks, those prison walls or gates or whatever. It goes beyond all that stuff, you know. You know, as our previous pastor would say, Pastor Roberts, James Robertson would say, that in other words, it becomes celestial, and not terrestrial. And because with celestial, I begin to see things because I'm above all those things, and I see things from a whole different perspective when I'm terrestrial. Because if I'm celestial, I only can see what's in front of my eyes. But if I'm celestial, I can see all of it. I get a bigger picture. And even then, according to the scripture, I don't see everything. I probably couldn't handle seeing everything anyway. But let me look at perspective. Our perspective needs to change of who we are. Our perspective need to be grounded in spirit and truth. And I keep using that spirit and truth. That's the two words. Spirit and truth. It need to be grounded in Jesus Christ. It need to be grounded in the Word. It need to be grounded in the Holy Spirit. It need to be grounded in the God that we serve. It need to be grounded in him. You know, my expectation. Expectation should be point back to him. Point back to him. Not me. You know, not me. Not because of, as Paul said, not because I'm already, I'm perfect, not because I'm already right, but I'm pressing on to the mark of a higher calling, because there's a higher calling for all of us in him, in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm almost done. I don't know whether I'm wrong going to add anything, but I'm done. Amen. I pray that you have been blessed by that. Please share. Amen. Reverend Robin, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just want to make sure you don't have anything else to add.
No, brother, you've been a blessing. I'm just blessed. That's said, and I just thank God for the word that's going forth.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless God. So I want to thank you for listening, y'all. I mean, this is a time and a season, you know, and I think there's a stirring up the spirit. You know, God, stir up our spirit. You know, some of us have been sleeping or dragging or in limbo. It's time to wake up now. It's time for us to wake up, you know, and see the hand that is writing on the wall, to see where everything is going, not to be fearful, because God is not a God of fear, you know, God is not a God of fear, but to operate in him, you know, to operate in the Holy Spirit, which is on a whole new plane, you know. It's on a whole new plane when we begin to operate in him. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for those that are listening all across the world, God. We pray, God, for their prayers, God, their private prayers that they don't want to know about except for you and them. We pray that you would come and meet them, knock on their door, God. Tug at them, God, and show them your love and compassion that you have for them. Show them, Lord Jesus, that you died for them on the cross. Remind them of the covenant that you have cut for them, Lord Jesus. keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Rebuke every spirit and distraction that comes even their way, whoever they might be, God. We pray for the salvation of souls, God, those that may not know you as their Lord, as your their Lord and person. So you say, pray that they will receive you, if they will confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that Jesus is the Son of the living God. God, we pray that salvation will come to them today. We pray that your Holy Spirit would come to them today too, even with the asking that you they will receive it, God. We pray today, God, for your people, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, for the healing of the nations, Lord Jesus, that we the healing of the nation will take place because we, the people, are willing to confess our sins and bow down before you, Lord Jesus, to seek your face, that a healing of the nation like great place, God. Come, Holy Spirit, today. You set the atmosphere, but like we already know that you have, God. You direct and order our steps, God. Allow us to be obedient to the calling that's in our life, but allow us, Lord Jesus, that no matter what, you love us. Remind us that, God, that every time that we get depressed or every time we get the big head, every time something comes up that's not like you, that you will point us right back to the price, to the cross, to the price that was paid. You point us to the reason of the cross, God. And that reason was for us, that we might have life, and not just any kind of life, but life more abundantly, God. So we pray today for all that's in the sound of my voice, God, that you will come to them and that you will be with them always, Lord Jesus, like you said you would, that you would just show them you. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Yes. Amen. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Amen. I pray this will be a blessing. It's been a blessing to you. Amen. I do want to encourage you to go to When Christians Speak Talk Radio and find out more about us. Don't forget about History Bound and Grace of Minister Vanessa Williams. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Friends Work with Reverend Pat Randall. It's Thursday at 12 noon. I do Friday Night Joy with Friends at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life. Amen. Amen. With Reverend Ray is the first Sunday and the fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcast follows Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Louis McElwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Wade Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. You can find out more information about all our different broadcasts if you go to winchristiansbeat.com. Amen. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. We have several Facebook pages on Which Christians Speak. Amen. We would love to hear from you if you ever desire to get in contact with anyone on the broadcast. Amen. Including me. You can do so by going to winchristianspeak@gmail.com. winchristianspeak@gmail.com. Again, I want to thank Reverend Robin for joining us. Amen. And thanks again for our conversation. Thank you for sharing that song. Amen. So we pray that y'all be blessed. Be blessed and know that you are loved. God bless you. Thanks, Robin.
God bless. Everyone have a blessed week.